Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's April 18, 2007, and here's Jesus.
What you got, Mom?
Nazarene, Lawrence audio was corrupted, but his question was, this question is a bit more personal, but what do you think of the poem, Gotta Get It Done? I'd really like your opinion on it.
I am delighted with your poem, Lon, so much so that I have asked John Lennon to put it to music so that the angelic choir can sing it to me next Sabbath, and he has done so, and it will be done. I am extremely glad that you have put your feelings down in words. I am an awful poet myself, and I admire the skill highly. And I am also grateful that you have offered to be bumped so that we can put in the other questions that have suddenly come in this week. That was very gracious of you. And thanks again for your wonderful poem. Now, Linda, explain to the people what's going to be happening.
Lon was supposed to be our special guest next week, but Tim Bevan Bad Dog of WEGR, Memphis, Tennessee, has sent questions they took from their listeners for a weekly segment, and Lon has graciously volunteered to be bumped so we can feature their questions next week.
This really sounds great, Laura. What kind of questions are the guys at WEGR going to be asking me?
Well, for example, there's where has been none? Will my ex-wife go to hell? Is there going to be world peace? Who killed Kennedy? Who's going to win the next presidential election? And more.
Wow, it really sounds like there's going to be some interesting stuff. I know a few of the questions are a little brusque, but I think we can handle that all right, don't you?
Definitely.
I think we're going to have some fun next week, and let's hope that everybody is going to enjoy it as much as we do.
This is going to be some interesting and fun stuff. Be sure to listen.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it, because many other people love it.
We're back. Nazarene, Demetrius says that the idea of white robes in heaven came because it was so hard to keep white clothes clean. You could only wear them one or two times, and after that, no matter how much they were washed, they always looked dingy. So white clothes were highly prized, and that's where the idea came from of pure white robes in heaven. Do you think he has the right idea on this?
Laura, Demetrius usually has a very profound understanding of these things. I believe there is a very high possibility that he is absolutely right in this situation. White clothes were very highly prized in my time, and as you say, it was very hard to keep them clean, so they were a symbol of the very rich and the pure because they were not stained by anything. They were clean and holy and had not yet been defiled by anything of this world. I believe Demetrius is probably right on the mark with this idea, that this is where this idea came from of white clothes, because white was considered pure and innocent and clean and holy and was often highly prized. Yes, I think Demetrius is very close on this.
It figures he'd be right, Nazarene. Sounds good to me.
If Demetrius ever starts being wrong, Allura, we're in big trouble. We're in big, big trouble.
We'll be back again.